الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد We begin a new seminar seeking the help and the aid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a seminar in learning about some of the greatest verses in the Noble Quran. And we will be studying, inshallah, in this seminar, Ayatul Kursi, which is the greatest verse in the Book of Allah Azza wa Jal, and likewise, the last two verses from Surah Al-Baqarah. The last two verses from Surah Al-Baqarah. And we begin today asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and to aid us and to facilitate for us the proper understanding and to make it easy for us to learn and to benefit from the knowledge and to see the truth clearly and to follow that. And likewise to see the falsehood clearly and to leave it and stay away from it. And we ask Him from His grace. Indeed, He is the most kind and the most merciful. We begin with the fact that Ayatul Kursi is the greatest ayah in the entire Quran. The greatest verse, the greatest single verse in the whole Quran is Ayatul Kursi. And it has been collected by Al-Imam Muslim from the hadith of Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ya Abul Munzir, Abul Munzir, this is the kunya of Ubay ibn Ka'b. Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu, he's from the Ansar. And he is from those great scholars of the companions. And he is from those who memorized and learned the whole Quran from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He memorized and learned the whole Quran from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to encourage the people to learn the Quran from Ubay radiyallahu anhu. So the Messenger of Allah, he said to him, Ya Abul Munzir. Abul Munzir is the kunya of Abu Bay, radiyallahu anhu. He said, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Atadri ayu ayatin min kitabillahi ma'aka a'zam? Atadri ayu ayatin min kitabillahi ma'aka a'zam? Do you know which verse from the Book of Allah with you that is the greatest? قال أبي رضي الله عنه الله ورسوله أعلم. He said, Allah and His Messenger know best. Allah and His Messenger know best. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, after that again he says, يا أبا المنذر أتدري أي آية من كتاب الله معك أعظم. And then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he repeated to him again, Oh أبا المنذر, يعني أبي, do you know which verse from the Book of Allah with you is the greatest? Is the greatest at this time? Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu, he answered the question. And according to what he was thinking. And he said, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. And he said the verse which begins with, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Which verse is that? That is Ayatul Kursi. So then Ubay radiallahu anhu, he says, فَضَرَبَ فِي صَدْرِي. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he struck me in my chest. He struck him on his chest sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, وَاللَّهِ لِيَهْنِيكَ الْعِلْمُ أَبَا الْمُنذِرِ. He said, I swear by Allah that you're going to have great benefit and from all of this knowledge that Allah has blessed you with. You have great benefit and happiness and joy from all of this knowledge that Allah has blessed you with. So we see here, this is the narration that clarifies that Ayatul Kursi is the greatest verse in the Quran. Is the greatest verse in the Quran. How did this reach us? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is with Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, and he asked him and he said to him, "Do you know which verse is the greatest verse from the Book of Allah?" And the first time, what did Ubay say radiallahu anhu? The first time he said, "Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam," meaning "I don't know." Meaning Ubay, he didn't want to step out of his boundaries and he didn't want to say anything. Yani before there's a revelation coming from Allah, or before the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed him to speak. So here's a great benefit, and that is that the student, he doesn't speak in front of the teacher, and he doesn't speak above the teacher or ahead of the teacher. Rather, he follows behind his teacher. Except whenever the student realizes clearly that his teacher wants him to speak. So therefore, this is the case here. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he repeated the same question again in the exact same manner. Ya Ubay, he said to him, Ya Abul Munzir, atadri ayu ayatin min kitabillahi ma'aka a'zam? Do you know which verse from the Book of Allah with you is the greatest? So after the question was asked a second time, Ubay radiallahu anhu, he realized that now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is wanting him to strive and to ponder and to think over this issue and to answer according to his knowledge and ability. And to answer according to his knowledge and ability. Can you imagine this? Here's the situation. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's with Ubay ibn Ka'b. Suddenly, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, "What is the greatest verse in the whole Quran?" What is the greatest verse in the whole Quran? This is before this was ever revealed. Nobody knows this. Nobody knows this. And it's known that Ubay radiallahu anhu, he memorized the whole Quran. So he's not picking, what's the greatest verse in Surah Al-Fatiha, for example, picking from seven verses. What's the greatest verse from these few verses or in these couple of chapters? Rather, what's the greatest verse from all of the verses of the Quran? From all of the verses of the Quran. And then, think about it, even his noble manners, he's like, he didn't say anything. He's not going to answer or even speak. Even maybe in his heart, whenever he first heard that, he's thinking, maybe it's this one, maybe it's that one. I believe it's this one. Like this, but he didn't rush and he was not hasty. Rather, he said, "Allahu wa rasuluhu alam," in order to not speak without knowledge or to not speak out of one's place. And this is from the noble manners of a student of knowledge. But then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated again in order to encourage him now to answer according to his knowledge and ability, in order to test him likewise and to see. And at this time, Ubay radiallahu anhu, he answered with the proper and the good answer. This is an indication of the vast, vast knowledge that Ubay radiallahu anhu, he has about the Quran, especially about the issues of At-Tawheed, and also with regards to the different ranks and levels, the different ranks and levels and the status of knowledge. Because all of Islam is important and all of Islam is beneficial and all of Islam is very good, but some parts are more important than others. And all of the verses of the Quran are beautiful and all of them are the best and all of them are so eloquent and all of them are very beneficial, but some of them have more virtue than others. So the Quran, it speaks about many different topics. The Quran, it speaks about the issues related to Jannah and the delight of the believers in the hereafter and the paradise. And also the Quran, it speaks about the hellfire and the agony and the pain and the punishment of the disbelievers and the disobedient in the hereafter. And it also speaks about the angels, and it also speaks about the prophets and the previous nations and that which happened with them and how they were tried and how their people harmed them and how they fought against them, and in the end how Allah gave all of the prophets and messengers and everyone who followed them victory, and they were the winners in the end after going through hardship and difficulty. And the Quran, it talks about rulings about halal and haram, and the Quran, it talks about obligations and the great reward for those who perform good deeds for the sake of Allah. And likewise, the Quran talks about prohibitions and the warning and the threat for those who violate those rights. There are many, many different topics. All of them are great and beneficial that are found in the Quran. Also, the Quran, it talks about Allah. It talks about Allah. The Quran talks about Allah and His beautiful names and His beautiful attributes, and that He is the creator, and that He is the sustainer and the provider, and that He hears all things and He knows all things, and He has authority and command over all things, and that He is alive and He never dies. And it talks about the lordship of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His greatness and His majesty and His great blessings and His favors that He provides for His creation. And it talks about the clarification that Allah alone, He's the one who's worthy of worship with no partners, and that everything that is worship besides Allah is falsehood. So now if we have listened attentively, we have heard a number of topics that the Quran talks about and clarifies and discusses. But which one is the most important of them? The Quran talks about salat, the Quran talks about zakat, the Quran talks about hajj, the Quran talks about charity and being kind to the parents. The Quran talks about not backbiting the people. The Quran talks about many, many beneficial topics. But which of those topics is the most important and most beneficial? Which one is most important and most beneficial? Salat? Zakat? The last day? The scales of justice, the accountability. At-tawheed. MashaAllah. Allahumma barik. Ahsant. Ahsantum. Now the greatest of all topics, which is the foundation of faith and the wisdom from the revelation of the Quran. And the greatest of all things is the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jalla, is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beautiful names and His beautiful attributes. Do you know any verses in the Quran that talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There are many verses in the Quran, all throughout the Quran. For example, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki, Yawm, Ad-Din. These verses here are all about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These verses here are all about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What about Huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-alimul ghaibi wash-shahada. Huwa ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-Malik al-Quddus as-Salam al-Mu'min al-Muhaymin al-Aziz al-Jabbar al-Mutakabbir. Subhanallahi amma yushrikun. هو الله الخالق والبارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. What about the statement of Allah, هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم. Allahu Akbar, so many different verses clarifying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the greatest one who has the most beautiful names and attributes of perfection, and that He's worthy of worship. Ya ayyuhan nas, u'budu rabbakum. Who is He? الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم. All of these different verses all throughout the Quran and different places are all about Allah. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. This whole chapter is all about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. So many different wonderful and beautiful verses all throughout the Quran clarifying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the greatest, and He is the most high, and He is the most kind, and He is the one who is alive and He never dies, and He is the one who's worthy of worship, alone with no partners. But did you know that there's one verse that contains all of that which has mentioned before? All of these different benefits that are mentioned in this chapter and that chapter and here and there, all throughout the Quran, all the different benefits and clarification about the greatness of Allah. Some of them are mentioned in Surah Al-Hadid in the beginning, and others are mentioned in Surah Al-Hashr in the end, and other benefits about Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beautiful names and attributes are mentioned in the middle of Surah Al-Baqarah and in the end of Surah Al-Baqarah, and some of them in other chapters and some of them in other places in the Quran and the likes like this. But there's one verse that gathers all of this together and is found in one single verse. What is that verse? Ayatul Kursi. Ayatul Kursi. So the virtue of Ayatul Kursi is that it's all about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's all about the tawheed of Allah azza wa jal. And it's all about clarifying that Allah alone, He is the one who has the attributes of perfection, and all of the most beautiful names belong to Him, and that He is alive and He never dies, and He is powerful and strong and never weak, and He is never tired or sleepy, and He does not need any food. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that He is high and lofty above His creation, in power and authority, and likewise in status and rank, and also He Himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is above His creation in a manner befitting His majesty. So therefore, if we ponder and we think over this verse contains the clarification and the proofs and evidences of a tawheed, that which is found all throughout the Quran in many different places. It's all gathered in this one verse. So for this reason, Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, he's thinking about the question. What is the question? What is the greatest verse in the whole Quran? What is the greatest verse? Not chapter, not surah. What is the greatest verse? Ayah. The one single verse that's greatest in the entire Quran. We might look at these other verses, and these verses here, all of them are so great and wonderful whenever they're together. Into the end. They're so beautiful. And the other verses that come in the beginning of Surah Al-Hadid, this is so beautiful. And then the other verses that come here talking about Allah Azza wa Jalla, this one is so beautiful. But many times it will be verse after verse, and they'll be in a particular context. As for Ayatul Kursi, all of that is gathered in one single verse. So this verse here is the greatest verse that is found in the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Why is it the greatest verse? Because it clarifies the realities and the evidences and the proofs of that tawheed in this one verse, that which is clarified in many different places all throughout the Quran. So what is found in many different places in the Quran, here and there, is all gathered together in one place, in Ayat al-Kursi. We understand this point? Allahu Akbar. So from this aspect, we see that this is the greatest verse in the book of Allah. This is one of the first portions of the Quran that a student of knowledge should memorize. Of course, after memorizing the Fatiha and other small portions that he can recite in his salah, he would want to memorize along with that Ayatul Kursi, because it's the greatest verse. And along with that, in order to truly benefit from that memorization, we should be diligent as well to learn about the meanings and the benefits that are found in that great, great verse. Because if we memorize something and recite it and we do not know what it means, then the benefit that we obtain from that will be very little. But if we memorize it and we recite it and we know what it means, then inshallah the benefit will be great and tremendous. And by understanding and pondering over the Quran. Another issue that clarifies the importance of Ayat Kursi in the life of a believer is that it is legislated and it has come in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we should recite this particular verse a number of times in every single day and night. That we should recite this verse a number of times, many times in every day and in every night. And from that is what has come from the hadith of Abi Umama radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Man qara'a ayat al-kursi fi dubri kulli salatin maktuba lam yamna'hu min dukhul al-jannati illa an yamut. Lam yamna'hu min dukhul al-jannati illa an yamut. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever recites ayat al-kursi after the end of every obligatory prayer, nothing will stop him from entering paradise except that he should die. Meaning that this will be a means for him to enter paradise. Nothing will stop him from entering paradise except for death. Meaning that the only reason he didn't go to paradise yet is because he's still alive. Meaning that if he were to do this and to live upon this way and then to die upon that, then he would enter paradise. Then he would enter Jannah. Then he would enter al-Jannah. But this requires for a person to recite it with their tongue and to reflect and understand it in their heart and to live by it. And to live by the meanings and in application daily. As for the one who recited something from the Quran, then he opposed it, then he contradicted it, or then he did not do it, and the likes like this, it would not benefit him. So it's not intended just to simply recite it, but to recite it and to understand it, and to reflect upon it, and to benefit from it, and to apply it in one's life. So the one who recites ayat al-Kursi after every obligatory prayer, and he knows what it means, and he ponders over that, and he remembers that, this will be a great reason and means for him to be steadfast and to worship Allah alone and to devote himself to Allah alone and to avoid shirk and showing off and hoping for the reward from the worldly life and from the people, because he's reminded of the greatness of Allah and that the authority and the command is in the hands of Allah. So therefore he'll put his faith and trust in Allah alone. Alladhi la ilaha illahu, the one whom there's nothing worthy of worship except for him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, a believer, he should recite Ayatul Kursi after every obligatory prayer. So how many times will we recite Ayatul Kursi in one day so far? Five times. Five times, because there are five obligatory prayers. So therefore, after every obligatory prayer, after the person makes the salam, and he says, Astaghfirullah, 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 Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. After that, from the adhkar that will be recited, Ayatul Kursi, five times a day after every obligatory prayer. And this will be a means to help a person, by the grace of Allah, enter al-Jannah. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullahu ta'ala, he said that my shaykh, my great teacher, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, he said that I never ever left an obligatory prayer except for I recited this verse after it every single time. He's telling his students about this whenever they hear this narration. As for me, I never left it. Meaning after every single obligatory prayer, I recite Ayatul Kursi. This is what he's telling his students. You think he's bragging? Of course he's not bragging. What is he telling them this for? Is he showing off? Telling about his good deeds? No, he's not telling about his good deeds. Not right here. What is he doing?
Encouraging.
He's encouraging his students. He's clarifying for them that whenever we hear these narrations, we put them into application immediately. And this is the way of the Salaf. So he's not bragging, as for me, I recite every day. Like that. He's telling them, me, myself, we're studying, you're studying this hadith with me, and you're studying the Quran with me. Whenever I heard this narration, ever since then, I recited every single prayer. And I found great benefit and great strength and happiness in my life from doing that. So therefore, what he's saying is, you should do the same thing. You should do the same thing. And I say to you, my noble students, alhamdulillah, me, every single day, I recite, after every obligatory prayer, Ayatul Kursi, and I try to ponder and think over the meaning, and I benefit great. It's a means to help my heart be firm and to stay strong and to stay focused. So therefore, you have to also recite Ayatul Kursi every day. And then if you have students like little brothers or little sisters, or if you become a teacher later, then you encourage your students likewise to do the same thing. And you teach them the way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and you spread the good. And you spread the good amongst the Muslims. And amongst the ummah. Likewise, another place has come. Whenever we should recite Ayatul Kursi every single day. And that is at the time before going to sleep. And it has been narrated and it has been collected by Al-Bukhari from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that whoever recites Ayatul Kursi before going to sleep, that there will be a guardian that will protect him, and shaitan will not come near to him in the entire night until he wakes up. that a guardian will protect him. What is that guardian? An angel. An angel will protect him all night long, and the shaitan will not be able to come close to him all the way until he wakes up. فَإِنَّكَ لَنْ يَزَالَ عَلَيْكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَافِظٌ لَا يَقْرَبَنَّكَ الشَّيْطَانٌ حَتَّى تُصْبِحْ. That indeed there will remain with you a guardian and a protector from Allah, and the shaitan, he will not be able to come close to you until you wake up. Meaning you'll be protected in your sleep. Whenever you're sleeping, you're helpless, and there's nothing there to protect you except for Allah. And Allah, he will send an angel, if you recite Ayatul Kursi before you go to bed every night, to protect you. But you have to recite it with your tongue and recite it with your heart. In order to truly benefit from the recitation of the Quran, we have to recite it with our tongues and also with our hearts, with faith and with belief and with pondering and reflection and understanding the meanings. And understanding the meanings and remembering Allah. The recitation is supposed to help us remember Allah. Especially the recitation of Ayatul Kursi is all about Allah Azza wa Jalla. So we remember Allah and His greatness, and that He is our Creator, and that we're returning back to Him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is another time. So how many times do we recite it now so far? 5 times after the daily prayers, and 1 time before going to bed. That is 6 times. That's 6 times. Also, another time that we recite Ayatul Kursi is every morning and every evening. In the Athkar al-Sabah and the Athkar al-Masa'. Al-Masa' in the morning Athkar and in the evening Athkar. There are Athkar and remembrances that a believer recites every morning after the Fajr prayer. Not the Athkar that are related to the prayer. No, these are separate. There's Athkar that are related to the prayer, and then after that, there's Athkar in the morning. And the Athkar of the Fajr prayer, those are separate from the Athkar of the morning. So one, he will recite it in the morning one time for the Athkar of the morning prayer, and then he will recite it again for the Athkar of the morning. And the Athkar of the morning is best to recite them after the Athkar of the Salat and before the sunrise. This is the proper time for the Athkar of Sabah. But it's allowed to recite them after sunrise for those who did not recite them before the sunrise. So likewise, it has been narrated from Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had mentioned to him, مَنْ قَالَهَا حِينَ يُمْسِي أُجِيرَ مِنْ الْجِنْ حَتَّى يُسْبِحَ وَمَنْ قَالَ حِينَ يُسْبِحْ أُجِيرَ مِنْ الْجِنْ حَتَّى يُمْسِي. That whoever says Ayatul Kursi, whenever he comes to the evening, then he will be protected from the jinn until he wakes up in the morning. And whoever says Ayatul Kursi in the morning, then he will be protected from the jinn all the way until the evening. So Ayatul Kursi is a means to be protected from the jinn while one is sleeping and while one is awake. And this is by saying Ayatul Kursi before sleeping, which has preceded, and likewise in the morning Adhkar. In the morning Adhkar, to recite Ayatul Kursi, but to recite it with reflection, and to recite it for the sake of Allah, not because your mom told you to, not because your dad told you to, rather because you believe in Allah, and you believe that He is the one who's worthy of worship, and you believe in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he's the messenger of Allah, and that if you follow his way, you will have success in this life and the hereafter. And then you recite Ayatul Kursi in this manner, and it will be a means for Allah to protect you from the affairs of the unseen, and from that the jinn. And likewise in the evening, and the evening adhkar, they come after Asr, before Maghrib. After Asr, before Maghrib, this is the time for reciting the evening adhkar. And from those adhkar, that one he will recite is Ayatul Kursi. And this is a means, by the permission of Allah, to be protected from the jinn. To be protected from the jinn. And the jinn, they see us and we cannot see them. And they whisper and we're not able to be safe from them except by seeking refuge with Allah. And from the means of that is to recite Ayatul Kursi in these particular times. So how many times do we have now? 5 times after the obligatory prayer, 1 time before going to sleep, 1 time in the morning adhkar, and 1 time in the evening adhkar. How many times is that? 8 times a day. It's legislated to recite Ayatul Kursi 8 times a day. So now we see here that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has informed us that Ayatul Kursi is the greatest single verse in the entire Quran. And we have seen likewise the wisdom behind that. And that is because the benefits of the clarification of Tawheed and the great right of Allah Azza wa Jal, His beautiful names and attributes and description of perfection are clarified here, and that He is the only one worthy of worship, and the fact that He is the Most High and powerful and strong, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. This is clarified throughout the whole Quran, but it's all gathered here in this one verse. This is the reason why it's the greatest verse. And then after that, in application, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has encouraged us to recite it 8 times in one day. 5 times after every obligatory prayer. 1 time before going to sleep. And 1 time in the morning adhkar, and 1 time in the evening adhkar. And he has promised us, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we do that, this will be a means for us to have protection from Allah. For a means for us to have protection from Allah from the affairs of the unseen, from the jinn, and from the devils who are evil and they want to harm us. How can you protect yourself from somebody you cannot even see them? An enemy you cannot see, but he can see you, he's pretty tough to deal with. That's why the Salaf, they used to say, عَدُوٌ يَرَاكَ وَلَا تَرَاهُ شَدِيدٌ مُعْنَى. An enemy who can see you, you cannot see him, he's hard to deal with. He's hard to deal with. He might come right now, we don't even know it. How are you going to be safe from him? How do you keep him off of you? You ask Allah Azza wa Jalla, you seek refuge with Allah, and you follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from that is that you recite Ayatul Kursi in these times. And these times, Shaykhul Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentioned that whenever he's seen the deviant people and the magicians and the likes like this practicing their magic, or whenever he's seen the devils working on people or possessing people and the likes like this, he said he would recite Ayatul Kursi on them and they would go away immediately. He said from his own experience, anytime the shaitan are doing their evil and their mischief, if somebody recites Ayatul Kursi in truth, with sincere faith and reliance upon Allah, it will wipe the devils away. It will make them go away and it will remove their magic and their evil and their mischief will stop immediately. Some of the people, they would have the shaitan and they would carry them in the air like they're flying, and they'll perform magic tricks and the likes like this by seeking help with the devils. And then one of them will recite Ayatul Kursi for the sake of Allah and he will fall out of the sky. Alhamdulillah. And his magic would be invalidated immediately from the power of Allah Azza wa Jal and from the sincere faith and the recitation of this noble and great verse from the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. So these are some of the benefits and wisdoms from this particular verse. And inshallah, from now we will begin discussing and studying the meanings and the benefits that come from the understanding of this beautiful verse, and also studying in a brief detail some of these beautiful names that are found there and the clarification of the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah grant us success and fill our hearts with Tawheed and make us strong believers until we meet Him. Innahu Jawadun Kareem. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.